begins now. What are you all sending me here? Sending me opinions on Peacock. You got somebody running across a pickleball court that you sent me. What do you got going on over there? What are you doing?
I just saw a post from ESPN Milwaukee, which it has to be our social media queen, Maddie Hayes.
She does good work.
Of what looks like, it looks like Strofe running a three-cone drill.
Oh, he's doing the scouting combine drills for Mr. Irrelevant.
I don't know if I've ever seen someone skinny enough, so skinny. The lack of athleticism there is daunting. Like, did you watch that?
I did not, because I was putting together my tweet to invite people on Twitter to join YouTube conversations. Wait a minute. Are you suggesting that skinny people are usually more athletic because they're in good shape?
Well, I think if you're going to stereotype,
you're a good athlete.
They're typically,
but you're not skinny.
They're typically better. They're typically better runners, I guess I would say. Like, if Strofe was doing the bench with those spindles, I would say
Spindly.
It's not going to go well.
Him
but you would think
Watson.
He's going to be a good runner. He's built like
it's
a runner.
Fair. He looks
and
real
this
stiff.
Video would
stiff legs.
This video would show. I don't know what he's done athletically. Like, if you watch this,
I think he played basketball for Denmark High School.
He was a soccer star.
Okay.
I know that.
Just wait. He was a soccer star?
He played soccer. Yeah.
You said he was a soccer
star.
Well,
I think it was a scenario. He can
soccer
tell you the
star seems strong, apparently.
I'm sure he's told the story.
Well,
before,
on your next monthly Wildy, yeah. I think this would be something you want to bring up. That's all.
All right. Hunter Vaughn, who produces Mr. Irrelevant, tells me that they're going to be calculating his relative athletic score during the show.
Okay.
Well, I need an abacus. Something. So we'll see how that plays out. All right. The question is in the field on our Twitter feed. Because of Rap Sheet's report, what do you think the Packers can get for Jair Alexander? Now, does this in any way, first of all, change kind of our conversation from earlier? Right? I mean, you were kind of poo-pooing the idea that he's a goner, and now, within the framework of the show, we learn that they have been having trade talks. And so when asked about whether or not, directly, Jair Alexander is going to be on the team in 2025, and Goody says, we'll see, he cannot then say what I suggested he would have said if he wanted him on the team, which is, well, we want him on the team. Because you're not looking to trade him if you want him on the team. Correct?
Well, the Rams are not looking to trade Matthew Stafford, but they have also allowed him to go and try to find. So, I, as I've said, and this is why you don't take stands, is because then you can't, people can't come back at you. My point on this all show has been, we've heard this, look at what they do, not what they say.
Yeah.
We missed out on that last year. A lot of fans didn't really delve into Aaron Jones, and it was completely opposite. I agree the assessment that he was not going to be back. The fact now that there's a trade-off, the odds were always he was not coming back. I just didn't want to put it at 100%.
Sure.
Obviously, when you hear a report like this, it is much, much closer to 100% than the Aaron Jones, much closer to being 100% he was back. And now it's just where does the rest of the league see Jair Alexander's value? I would bet that the teams that have played Green Bay the most would love to see what he looked at back in the old days. Back in the days prior to that hit against the Pittsburgh Steelers, and where his shoulder was jacked up and he has not been the same player since. Are you going to bank that that's going to happen? You're going to get that flipperooski? You can if you want. But I would bring my own bewaredness when I'm making those decisions.
Yeah. I agree with you. I think he's worth the risk.
I do too.
If I'm another team, I think he's worth the risk. So whether or not they end up
well,
a team
up
is willing
to
pay
point,
that price.
What is that?
I'm giving up a fifth round pick. I'm taking the two remaining years on his deal. I'm giving him some guaranteed money, and I rework his deal. I guarantee him $14 million, and then the other $11 million that would be the 25 total that he was set to count this year is spread out over a two-year restructured deal. He was supposed to get 16 in a base salary this year, so he gets that money guaranteed. Like, I think if I'm a team that's desperate at corner, I'm rolling the dice on him, because if I hit, you tell me I don't play dice. What's the good thing? Seven?
Depends
or 11?
Depends if you're playing the pass line or not.
Okay. Depends if I'm lumber loading or whatever that was.
That's cribbage.
That's cribbage.
Okay. If I hit,
I'm amazed. Like, I just am amazed at your lack of hobbies. You grew up in this state. You lived here your whole life. Card culture is a huge deal for people our age. You don't have any concept of any card game, right? Like, I just don't,
yeah,
I've
fair.
Never, I don't, I have no understanding of any hobbies that you've ever had. It's not, we all get it when you have kids and they're doing all this stuff. I don't know, like, what hobbies have you ever had?
I collect baseball cards.
Bird watching.
I do, like, we do have birds in the backyard. I enjoy birds, yeah.
Have you seen, I see on, now that I've tried to dabble in the Insta world, they have this
you
little deal, and I was thinking about
dabble,
my mom.
By
this.
The way, like, I would really like to see more from you there.
I don't fully understand how that all works. I'm starting
Clearly.
To figure out hacks. I saw this thing, and I thought about getting it. My mom is a avid bird watcher. She loves the birds flying around in her backyard.
I know what you're going to say. The bird feeder with the camera.
Yes.
Yeah, I want one of those too. Yep. I mean, some of us get Hansel and Gretel paintings, but that would be,
I
agree with
Diane.
You
think I'm ever getting you another present, you're crazy. After the complete destruction that you did to me.
That's too bad.
That,
I just got you a little something to thank you for helping me through my time of need.
That's awesome.
It is, and you'll keep it, unlike.
I still have both of your Christmas presents in my possession.
Yeah.
Yep.
Alexander for Adam, straight up.
Ooh,
Devontae's getting cut. You don't have to give anything up to get. You don't have to give anything up to get Devontae.
That's true. All right, we'll explore that further as we roll on. I've just gotten word from Jesse Nelson that we are going double on trivia tomorrow and Friday because we blew up the clock today.
Bulaga's fault.
Yes.
No, it's not Bulaga's fault. It's our fault.
This wasn't
our fault. But if something has happened to you and it wasn't
your... You got a mouse in your pocket? What do you mean it's our fault? I don't run the clock. I try to get you out.
I'd like to get
you
out.
All of a sudden, what I've noticed is when you're right about something, it's all about you. And then when something doesn't go right, it's
not true.
Well, it's the team. You're the oppo of what you're supposed to do.
That's not true at all. You're such a liar. That
you and a retired Navy fella.
Yes, he and I both.
I think I'm starting to wear down, retired Navy fella. I think I'm bringing him on board.
Let me check the YouTube comments.
The
Let's see if he's still if that's accurate or not. if you've been injured and it wasn't your fault, much like the clock management isn't Tausch's fault, but if you've been seriously injured, I tell you all the time, I hope you never are. But make the call if you have been. One call, that's all. 414-276-6666. 414-276-6666. That's the number for Gruber Law Offices. You know David and his team are the best in the business. They have all the success and all the wins to prove it. But more importantly, they will take care of you like they take care of everyone. And that is best in class. So go to the website, gruber-law.com, to find out more. More Wilde and Tausch straight ahead. Stick around.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Give me one reason to steer, and I'll turn it back around.
And I don't. All right, so if you were hoping to play trivia today, you'll have to play tomorrow. Double trivia tomorrow, double trivia Friday.
Mm.
So we look forward to that. Jesse, do I have to conjure up any questions, or you got all this covered?
No, I've got three of the four sets already drafted up, so this will be easy the next couple of days.
Thank you for your service.
Up North Joe or no?
No.
Up North Joe?
Double Jesse trivia, geography style, tomorrow. So,
yeah. Is Joe mad at me for doing the trivia without his help the other day?
No, but Joe has some major life events on the horizon here pretty soon, so I think we're going to give Joe a little break for the time being from geography trivia.
Has he been indicted or something?
I don't care to explain it. I don't want to put that business out on the street yet.
Why did you bring it up?
Exactly.
Because I don't want Jason to think that Up North Joe is mad at him. He's a little preoccupied right now is all. I'll be happy to share when there's more to share on that front, but...
All right, fair enough. Yeah. Fair enough.
How old is Up North Joe?
A year or two younger than me.
Okay, so I think we probably know what's going on. All right.
All right.
He's being indicted.
that was my first guess. Yes, indeed. All right, Ian Rappaport has followed up. Ian and I have been friends for a really long time. I could not do the job he does. But man,
what tier of friend is he? He's got to be like a tier 10.
Yeah, I mean, I enjoy coming across him when I see him. We text from time to time, but not frequently. No, he's a very busy
guy.
Tier
10.
Yeah, I don't know, 8. 10. I don't know how many tiers I even have. But
I think anything over 5 is
it doesn't really matter. Sure. Jair Alexander's contract, which was front-loaded, has just 2 years and $37 million left. Very tradable.
Very tradable.
Right? Like, that's... He's trying to help the cause here, right? And look, I want to get Jair... I want to get Davante Adams on the team. So I have a bias, too. But, like, this is clearly the agent trying to conjure up a market here. Right? Isn't that what this is, or am I wrong?
So you're telling me he's only got $37 million in non-guaranteed money left?
On his contract? Yeah.
For 2 years?
Yeah.
Run it back.
You bring him back.
You don't owe him anything. If you don't owe him a nickel, you don't owe him any guarantees the rest of the way?
I mean, there's
dead
cap.
Is it all base salary?
There's dead cap.
Yeah, if it's all base salary, run it back.
Okay. So, again, his contract, what remains on his...
$18 million a year. 18 and some change a year for a starting corner? That if he doesn't play, you cut him? Not that big a deal.
But maybe you can get something for him. He's got a 2027 void year. He's got 2025, his base salary is $16.15 million. He's got a $700,000 workout bonus. His 2026 salary is $18.15 million, and he's got another $700,000 workout bonus. So that's it. That's all that's left on his deal. So, yeah, there's no guaranteed money anymore. There is some signing bonus proration and restructure proration that creates the large cap hits if they move on from him. But, again, he would actually save them $6.8 million in cap space if he's not on the team, because his cap number of having him on the team is actually higher. That base salary stuff is great. It's also what's great for the Jets to cut Davante Adams, because he doesn't count anything against the cap. It's all base salary. You cut the salary, it's gone. Boom.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. You mipped me.
Yep. Well, you brought up a good point.
Well, I thought mips weren't for good points. I thought they were for moving on. Excuse me. All right. Ultimately, does a deal get done here, yes or no? If you have to choose right now today, I say yes. Someone will trade for him.
Yeah. Rap Sheet's working hard to get it done. So, yeah, I think they'll get a deal. They'll get a deal done. And I think it will be the Detroit Lions.
God, that's bold. So are you willing to do that? Are you willing to trade a player? Ted Thompson moved heaven and earth to make sure that he prevented, and it didn't even work, Brett Favre from going to the Minnesota Vikings. When he traded Favre to the Jets, there was a poison pill that said if you trade him to an NFC North team, you owe the Packers 3 first-round picks.
I love you guys.
Yep.
You think it's changed now? You would be, if you're Goody, are you willing to trade Jair Alexander to the Lions?
No, I'm not. But I also, listen, man, the deal is you making this decision, you don't think Jair's dependable. You don't think he's reliable, and you don't think he's going to be anything that's going to make a big difference. So if you can get the best option is to go to Detroit. I just think from a storyline standpoint, I think from Jair's standpoint, it would be really intriguing.
I agree.
I don't think they're going to trade him to the Detroit Lions.
By the way, that was Favre's argument to Ted. If you don't think I can play anymore, then what do you care where I go?
It's a motivator, and Green Bay had no interest in getting shown up because that was the hard part of that decision. They knew Aaron Rodgers was going to be good, but they also knew the 2008 season would have been a lot better had Brett Favre been the quarterback than Aaron Rodgers from a record standpoint.
Yeah.
They also knew that.
They did know that.
They did not. I think they thought Brett couldn't play in the cold, but they still knew Brett could play. Jair, hey, if you maybe can get him out there, he can play. But I wouldn't bet on that. That was never the argument with Brett. The Brett thing was, it was time. Jair, it's, we just don't think he can do it anymore. Not on the consistent level we need.
Okay, I got to be honest. I've completely lost interest in this because Nick on Twitter has just sent me a variety of photos of the birds that come to his bird feeder. That's got the camera attached to it, and I'm like, wow, this is really cool.
Good stuff.
You can just sit back and watch your birds while you have yourself a Coors Light and enjoy the birds that are eating snacks from your bird feeder.
Coors Light brewed with a 3-step cold process, cold lager, cold filtered, and it is cold packaged, so it's made to chill. Born in the Rocky Mountains of Colorado in 1978, Coors Light is refreshing. It is crisp. It's only 102 calories. That's why it is Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Whoa, Nelly is next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, driven by Zimbrick Chevrolet in Sun Prairie on 100.5 ESPN. See their full inventory at ZimbrickChevrolet.com.
Up north, Joe's indictment notwithstanding. Time now for Woe Nelly.
If the topic is good, the guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide.
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Woe Nelly
on Wildy and Tausch.
All right, I want to give you guys an option here. I've got a couple of football topics we can bring up for some teams around the league that could have even some Packers or former Packers connections.
Mm-hmm.
Or I have a question about office etiquette.
Well, why can't we do both? It's only 11:40.
You're right.
Yeah, we're way ahead of the clock now.
We got all kinds of time here. You're right. Okay, let's.
I yelled at Jason a little bit, got Jason motivated. Look at what happens.
How did
guys getting it done?
Looking at the map, it doesn't make any sense how we got here. All right, let's start with football then. The Indianapolis Colts plan.
Is this really the way Alex Stroh runs?
Why did you? I sent you that earlier, and.
Took you 40 minutes to see
like,
it?
That can't really be what he's doing, right?
Like, he's doing that for comedic purposes.
It looks like
it has
right?
to be.
He looks like a chicken.
Yeah, he's like waddling.
That has to be for content, right? That's just, that can't be real. Is it?
I hope not.
Can I ask you about Anthony Richardson and the Colts?
Yeah, Indianapolis Colts. Okay. Yeah, Jason's gone. He's going to watch that video 100 times. Yeah.
Between this and the bird cam.
Yeah, all right. We've lost Jason.
Whoa, Nelly!
No, I'm here.
Jesse, I'll tell you this, and I think I know where you're going with this.
We've even been thinking anything yet.
I know, but I know.
He's wearing Nortman's jersey from the scouting combine. If I was Nortman, I'd be embarrassed that he's wearing it.
Sorry,
whoa,
go ahead.
Nelly!
I'm listening now. I'm focused.
Are you?
Yes, I am. I've closed it out.
The Indianapolis Colts said that they are looking to add quarterback competition with Anthony Richardson, who is entering his third year in the NFL, a first-round pick a couple of years ago. Tausch, your thoughts?
We've been trying to figure out, you know, Matthew Stafford's on the market. The Giants are thinking about it. I just don't think that's going to make any sense. That would be a place, if I was the Colts, I would think about, but more from a Packer fan standpoint, where is the Pat McAfee show taped?
Indianapolis.
Who has Bob Irsay's ear at a pretty big level?
Pat McAfee.
Who's one of Aaron Rodgers, he's definitely his favorite media member outside of A.J. Hawk?
Jason Wilde.
Pat McAfee.
Huh.
Connect the dots here. Connect the dots. Old boy looks to be working out earlier than ever. Because that's why I thought for sure he got through the season. He's had a hell of a career. He is intensely motivated by the way the Jets said, we don't want you. I think he's going to be the Indianapolis Colts quarterback.
Wow. Mark the tape.
Ballard has Wisconsin ties.
A former Badger.
He's got to be on the hot seat.
Uh-huh.
Got to be on the hot seat.
Got to win now.
Great point.
Mm-hmm. Winnable division.
Terrible division.
A very winnable division. Talent. JT23.
Yeah.
There's the defense. There's. It's in a dome.
Yep.
It makes too much sense to not make sense.
Wow. All right, now office etiquette, because there's no adding to that.
Whoa, Nelly!
If you are right, this would be one of the greatest calls ever since Kissin' Cousins, back when we used to do short spoken word headlines, and the
one
Packers
year,
actually tied the Vikings.
I don't know, what's Indy's cap space scenario?
Why are you asking Jesse?
I don't know. He's the producer of the show.
Nah,
so he's like behind the scenes getting this info and all
like
this other stuff.
The
Aaron Rodgers, let's say Indy comes and says, we'll give you 10 to 12 guaranteed and then a ton of incentives. It's not going to be about money. At this point, it's not. Now, he's not going to do it for nothing, but this would make a ton of sense, him going to Indy.
The Colts are toward the bottom of the league. They have $35 million in cap space. There are only five teams that are below zero that are actually over the cap. There are 9 teams with less positive cap space than the Colts have. So they're in the bottom third of the league in cap space. I hope it happens. That makes it that'll be interesting as well. All right, office etiquette,
whoa,
Jesse.
Nelly!
So, Tausch was here in the Everlight Solar studio yesterday, and we had a meeting after the show, team meeting, and our great friends over at Pizza Hut provided some food for us during the meeting, which was awesome.
Best breadsticks anywhere.
We walked in, and the meeting started pretty quickly. Usually, we kind of take our time. Everybody gets some food, sits down. We had a tight window of time yesterday for the space we were using. So we jumped right into the meeting, and nobody got any of the pizza during the entire 45-minute meeting. So all this hot, fresh, delicious Pizza Hut pizza is just sitting on the counter,
So you took it all
home. While
we're
sitting there. No, well, I mean, there are a bunch of leftovers we're all enjoying, but I might have taken a to-go box. But I was very tempted in the middle of the meeting, while other people are talking, to get up and go make a plate of pizza and bring it back to my seat and be the, you know, someone's got to be the
trendsetter.
Someone's got to be the pioneer that, you know, is the first to go explore the new territory. And no one was doing it. Would it have been IPT for I or for Tausch had he had the gumption to do it also, to get up and get the pizza while the meeting was taking place and all these conversations are happening about, like, the monthly updates for what's going on with the Madison team?
Well, here's the deal. I thought it was odd. First off, I didn't know. I knew we had a meeting, and that's one of the reasons I went in to the Everlight Solar Studio yesterday. And then I thought the meeting would be in our office. Well, it's 12:15, and I'm going out. I'm sitting in the studio. I had a phone call and stuff. And as I'm walking out, the office is completely empty. I don't have a clue. I know we have a meeting at 12:15. I thought it would be in our conference room.
That's fair.
So I have to text Jesse. I said, hey, what the heck is the deal here? And he's like, oh, we're down on the first floor,
blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. So I go down there, and we just start the meeting. There's all this great Pizza Hut pizza sitting there, and I'm thinking, why wouldn't we eat while we're doing the meeting? But the meeting had started. I had gotten there a little late, unbeknownst to me, because I didn't put it in my calendar. I just put meeting, 12:15.
Pizza.
What I love, though, they went back to the old Book It days. So they had the big, beautiful pizza pies that Pizza Hut makes. But then they went with the old school retro, yeah. Like I was back in Marshfield, Wisconsin, hand in my slip that I had done the right amount of reads, and the personal pizza,
personal topping pizza.
That would get slid in, the little angle deal, and you'd watch it bake and crisp, and then it would fall out, and they put it in the brown box with the red rooftop, and it was in there sliced into four nice bite-sized pieces. They had six of those sitting there, and it ended up sitting there for 45 minutes, and in fairness, I was going to get up, but Jesse started talking, and Jesse did a 25-minute presentation during the meeting. And there was no window to get up because that would be IPT. Yeah, he just kept talking. He talked and he talked.
Jesse did a presentation.
Hardly a presentation. Yes. It was an update about our content team and all the things that are happening and the achievements for some of our teammates. And
25 minutes, Jason.
If I really was savvy about it, I'll remember this for future circumstances. While I'm giving my portion of the update, I could get up and walk around the room and make myself a plate of pizza and come and sit down. And it would be like no one would even notice what I'm up to if I've got the room's attention, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I can't believe that pizza, now everyone's going to reheat it, and while it's still good reheated, there's nothing better than Pizza Hut pizza right out of the oven. Like,
it was hot and fresh right there for us. Yep.
Why would you guys do that?
Time crunch. We were jumping into the meeting. No one got up.
You can't listen while you're putting your plate together. Like, you can't. I'm shocked by this. Especially
if you were there, Jason, would you have got up and made a plate of pizza?
I would. And I probably would have said, hey, I'm still paying attention, but I'm not missing out on this pizza from a great partner.
What a hero.
Yes.
Kudos to great leadership.
I wasn't there, so I'm not a hero. I'm just some guy who's armchair quarterbacking you guys and your approach to the pizza that was made available from our partners at Pizza Hut. All right. That's it for Whoa Nelly. We'll see if Jair Alexander gets traded in the next 4.5 minutes.
This Alex Stroh video is just mesmerizing.
Oh, now who's distracted? Now who have we lost?
Yeah, it's the end of the show. Yeah, I'm distracted.
The show's still going, though. And by the way, Will, one of our teammates.
You're supposed to go to break.
One of our teammates in Milwaukee, Will, used AI to put Stroh into NFL football games. Have you seen this video? This is amazing. We will share it from the Wildy and Tausch account, and I might share it as well. And then we'll talk about it to wrap things up next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
We're on the Badgers.
I ain't going to be scared to say that this team can make a Final Four.
Because we're on Wisconsin Sports.
This team's good enough. They are.
This is 100.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
I don't know what I'm getting more feedback on. Alex Strolf and his relative athletic score or this bird cam thing. So I don't know if Mrs. Tauscher's birthday or Mother's Day or when this gift will be given, but she's going to love it.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Rave reviews from everyone who has one. Who has chimed in? This looks really fun. So, I don't want to tell you how to give gifts, but this sounds like a great gift and a really good decision by you. Not as great as Alex Strofe's athleticism. Per Hunter Vaughn, Strofe's best RAS score is a 0.01 as a defensive tackle. So that means the rest of them are below zero? Can you have a negative relative athletic score?
Jesse, I don't know. Is there a way you can put that up on, maybe not today, that it is a mesmerizing, because Strofe is not like, this looks like someone, and no offense, this looks like a 60 to 70 year old, like, frail dude.
My God.
Like, Strofe's like 23 years old, right, Jesse? He's a young guy.
He is under 30, yes. He is a young fella.
A frail 60
so, and you normally, you know, you're man. Full of testosterone and you're like just running around. And then I look at this and I'm looking like, I hope he doesn't trip. He's going to break a hip. Like, that's the look that you get with Strofe there. And I think that's what he's thinking as he's just delicately turning that corner. It is a mesmerizing picture. It really is.
Okay. Well, if you want to hear more about Strofe and his combine work, you could tune into Mr. Irrelevant on the ESPN Milwaukee YouTube channel. Is that correct, Jesse?
Yep, the ESPN Madison YouTube channel as well. It's on both every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 12:30, live video streaming.
All right, well, we can't wait to see how he explains his frailty as a 70-year-old man running the three-cone drill. That will be must-watch on our YouTube channel, so be sure to check that out. We'll do it again tomorrow. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.
Miss any of today's episode of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin? Commercial-free full show podcasts are available free on Wisconsin On Demand.